Hi, I'm Vera Wilhelmsen. I'm from Norway. I'm almost 30. None of that is interesting, but I am here to fight for people with chronic illness, chronic pain, and trauma because I've made it to the other side and I have to say this. There's probably gonna be a lot of swearing in this video. I apologize in advance, and I know I will be dismissed and ridiculed in Norway for being, I don't know, colorful and not in a white shirt. I know, not, yeah, any reason to dismiss me will be found, and I'll be dismissed for being angry. That's okay. I will say this anyway, because how else will things change? I hope this will validate you, and I hope it will somehow lead to some change at some point. Okay, so let's get started. I've gone through both like the physical and the mental healthcare system in Norway, and they both made things a thousand times worse. And it almost destroyed me. When I was 16 to 18, I was in like the youth psychiatry department, and I was told that I was stressing out my parents with my depression. It's really hard for them, you know? And that I am a good girl, that I was a good girl who just put too much pressure on myself in school, and that was why I was depressed and anxious. But in reality, and this has been confirmed by another psychiatrist later down the line. In reality, I was being abused by my parents, and I was not depressed or anxious, although I was also that. But the main problem was complex PTSD, and that I was living in abuse and being traumatized. And instead of getting me out of the fuck out of that house of horrors, they told me, they like sided with my parents and gaslit me. And I wanted to die. I tried to kill myself while in the care of these professionals. And it was just brushed off as an attempt for attention and never spoken of again. So I like decided to like somehow pull myself together and push even harder because I believed what they told me. So I was like, I'm gonna pull myself together, I'm gonna go to university and become an engineer, and that will fix everything. I will finally be respected, I will finally be safe. Like, because my parents wanted me to be an engineer, so I thought it would like somehow solve this situation. Like if I just like became an adult, they would respect me because they couldn't respect a child. It's sick, I know, but that's, yeah. And so I went to university, and at 23, I collapsed because I was pushing for something fake based on fake assumptions, gaslighting, brainwashing, abuse. I was like trying to conform to an abusive mindset system kind of in society. I tried to make the abusers happy, like both parents and like the doctors, and like they were in this similar mindset, and I wanted to like escape that world. Since I knew it was somehow off, or it was just way too hard so to live in, so how could it be like the ultimate truth? It wasn't. But since I couldn't escape it, I tried to conform to it and make them happy by like striving really hard. And I thought it would be the solution because it's basically what they made me believe. It wasn't. I got really, really sick, like physically. I lost function in my arms and legs. Like I couldn't unclench my hands from fists. They were just like shaking and there were these like these horrible pains, like electric shocks going down my nerves. I could literally feel my nervous system being on fire every single day. And like that pain I was in, like some people wouldn't survive a day of it. Like people who are chronically ill are the strongest people I know, and they shouldn't have to be. I wish they didn't, but they are. Like if you are holding on to your life, you are a warrior. Like when everything's going against you, you're in this horrible pain, you have to figure it out on your own because the healthcare is shit. Medicine is shit. Yeah. Please hold on a little bit longer. That's like what I want to do. That's why I do this work, why I risk the ridicule to prevent suicides. That's the bottom line in everything I do. Prevent suicides. So I went through the physical healthcare system. And in my 20s, and I had so many symptoms, like I was sweating buckets all the time, I was shaking, I had insomnia, I had heart palpitations, my kidneys really hurt, everything was just like out of whack in my body. I couldn't eat, couldn't digest anything. Anyways, just so many symptoms. So, and I was just told over and over again how I was not sick enough. I was also told this in the mental health care system. You're either not sick enough or you are too sick. And every doctor told me that. I'm not sick enough. I'm doing too well. Or I'm just like, I don't know what to do about this. Like, it's not my responsibility. Like, I can't touch this. And this is like the experience of every single person I've spoken with who has chronic illness. You're not sick enough or you're too sick. So I feel like, who are these unicorns who get actual help? Who are these unicorns who are met with empathy? Who are these unicorn patients who are seen, like really seen in the healthcare system? Now, Norway has a public healthcare system. We do have a small, really small private one, but it's like the public healthcare system is like the big shit here. it's a different system from in the US, for example. It is very respected and revered, and like it's a part of our, it's like a backbone in our society. Like, healthcare system, we're so proud of it, and it's the world's best healthcare system. But I've never heard anyone outside of Norway say it's the world's best healthcare system. So, patients who are in pain, real pain, are dismissed and gaslit and told it's all in your head and you're not sick enough or you're too sick. I don't know what I can do for you. And if the blood tests don't prove anything, it's all in your head. So stop bothering us. I'm like this, I can feel it in my gut. Like when they say this, like they don't say it directly, but the message is clearly received. This is a tactic of abuse as well. Like on the surface, it's all like, like body language and stuff is like covering up the brutal message underneath. So, but like if you were actually met with empathy and if you were actually seen and helped properly every time you went to the doctor, like you wouldn't need to go to the doctor so much. I feel like they're excusing this behavior and these horrible mindsets with it's to save money, it's to save resources in the healthcare system, but it's not. It doesn't make sense. Like if, like I feel like I spent like 8 years using the healthcare system like every week, and if I'd been like properly helped the first time I went there at 16, and I had been like removed out of abuse and helped to process the trauma and build a new life, I'd probably only need help for a year, maximum. Like, if the help was real, maybe 6 weeks, I don't know. Like, I took up so much more resources because I didn't get help. Then I had to try the next doctor, the next department, and you want answers. Like, I was 23, I couldn't walk, I couldn't go to university. Like, I was doing a degree, and I was dizzy and had hot flashes and couldn't focus. Like, I was drowning, I was losing everything in life. Like, I couldn't do shit, and you're like asking me to like not try to figure it out, to like not see a doctor when I'm literally like my body has stopped functioning. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, so I feel like it's not about the, I feel like there's something missing, like there's some kind of force or collective mindset or something. It's not about helping people. I don't know what it is about. Some kind of financial or power structure, like I don't have any conspiracy theories, but I feel like there's something so wrong. I just have to say it. I really don't want to be an angry conspiracy theorist. But it's like, it's shit. It's abusive. People are dying. People are dying from illnesses. It could have been avoided that they died from. And people are committing suicides. And there's just no responsibility, no accountability. It's really hard to, like, I get so passionate about it. It's kind of hard to, I don't know, I feel like I fry my brain and I lose my train of thought sometimes when I speak on these topics. But anyways, I have written a book on, which includes my almost full story. Like, there's of course more to it, but that was everything I could fit into it that proved a point, kind of, that was constructive. So this is my book, How to Trick Yourself into Feeling Your Feelings, Even After Decades of Numbness and Trauma. And the first chapter is my story, and yeah, all the healthcare shit is in there. So if you have had bad experiences in mental health or physical health, it might really validate you. That's my goal. And yeah, to prevent suicides. Yeah, it's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, people with chronic illness are treated so horribly. Why? Does someone take pleasure in torturing others? Like, a lot of people do. But, like, sometimes I wonder if there's, like, a power structure within the healthcare system which has the goal of causing pain and somehow they feed off that pain. Like, it sounds insane, but like, it's so bad that it makes me think like this. And I really, like, when I was sick, I was like, I wanted science to save me, basically. I did not believe in any form of alternative medicine or anything. Like, I really wanted to, like, conform to the system, kind of. Like, I really wanted to believe that everything was working properly, basically. I really wanted to believe that when you get sick in Norway, you get help, proper help. And that you can rely on medicine and science. But, like, no one cares about chronic illness. No one cares about chronic fatigue. No one cares about fibromyalgia. Like, I know some doctors do, but, like, the majority, it's... So I'm like, where's the motivation for become, like, people who become doctors? Why do they become doctors? Is it to be a healer? To be, like, a facilitator for healing? To, like, get the satisfaction of helping others, using your empathy and your heart, and to, like, make a difference in someone's life? Or is it to, like, show off with a medical degree and, I don't know, have authority? I know there are kind and amazing doctors out there. I'm not saying there aren't, but there's an alarming number of non-healing doctors out there who they're just people who should not work with people, especially people who are struggling with something, who are in a difficult situation in life. Like, not everyone should touch that. That's all I'm saying. And there's, like, a culture in the healthcare system that is very narcissistic, to be blunt. I feel like that's, like, my next level, to be really blunt about this. Because people are literally dying, and it's like a miracle I'm alive. I wanted to die so many times in my life. And, yeah, the healthcare system just, like... Like, I was already drowning, and they just tied some extra rocks to my... foot and knocked the wind out of me and just pushed me in. It was like, no, I realized no one would have cared if I died. Like, no consequences would be performed. I don't know words, English words. Like, no consequences would come to the healthcare system. Or my parents, I would just be another dead person who was treated so badly, and now they're dead and can't speak up for themselves. This is why I'm doing this. I know, like, if this is so, it's like, it's scary, but at the same time, I don't care anymore. Like, if you don't fight for something, if you don't do what's right, then what's the point of living, kind of? If you're gonna be a coward? I risk humiliation. I risk my career by making this content. And I do care, but I also don't, because I was born into this world and it was so shit, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I want to change it for the better. Yeah. Basically. There's probably so much more to say, but now I'm like... I feel like a mixture of... exasperated, I guess. It's like, ugh, why? Why? And I honestly feel like there won't be a cure for chronic fatigue through medicine. Because what I realized when everything was like wrong in my body was due to extreme amounts of stress, of course, but I didn't realize that until I like went through all of this and saw through like the bullshit. I honestly feel like the most effective cure for anything is to like clean up the conditions of your health. And by the conditions of your health, they make your, the conditions that make up your health are your life, trauma, stress, job, the people you surround yourself with. So you can like eat, have the healthiest diet in the world, but if you are in a toxic family, like that will never give you full health. That will, it's like a waste of effort in my opinion. Like, yeah, the mind body is everything. It's what I learned, and I was so resistant to this. I hated when I saw posts like about boundaries and chronic illness and stuff, because I am really sick. I am physically sick for real. So don't talk to me about the mind body. Because, and I realized that my resistance to like mind body connection came from the mindset of the healthcare system, that it's all in your head, so stop bothering us, stop being a little bitch, stop being a little stupid girl. Why are you here in my office wasting my time with your little problems? It's all in your head, so leave us the fuck alone. That's like the message I got from the healthcare system growing up. And the mind-body connection is not about, that's not like the real perspective on the mind-body connection. That's just a warped mind fuckery from whatever, for whatever reason. I don't care. It's bullshit. That's all you gotta know. Like, when I realized like the conditions of my life create my health. Diet is a part of it. Exercise is a part of it. But it's such a small part compared to stress and relationships and living in alignment with your true self. I know that sounds woo-woo, but I was like, I grew up being conditioned and brainwashed by my parents, by teachers, by society, to believe I was a worthless little piece of shit. That I was definitely not pretty, but I could one day maybe hope to be if I was this and this size, and bought these and these products, and looked this and this certain way, then maybe one day I would be acceptable. Like, every motivation for everything was to like become acceptable, or like worthy, or like just become okay, just be seen as okay one day. So I never explored my true interests. True personality never got to like naturally develop throughout my childhood. And I feel like it's the same way for a lot of other people as well, in varying degrees, of course. But like, now that I know myself, because I did the work to get to know myself, my personality is not made for engineering. My energy and creativity, it's very powerful, but and it's not any less worth if I use it on something else than science. Science is not the end all be all. It's not the only thing. Like, you don't have to earn respect even. I thought I had to earn respect. People just respect me now. I have amazing people around me. They just love me, and it's so simple. We're having fun. I don't give a shit what they do for a living, like what my friends do. I don't give a shit. I'm with them. I spend time with them for their personality, their energy, how they make me feel, the fun we have together. And like, they're real. All my friends are like real. There's no bullshit. So I just want to be surrounded by real ass people who know themselves, are connected to themselves. They have met themselves deeply so they can meet others deeply. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here. Where was I? I don't know. Maybe I have to just like follow the tangent until I go full circle and just like not interrupt my flow. Whatever this kind of flow in my mind is, I have no idea. It's really weird. But yeah, feeling good in yourself and with your life, it reduces a lot of stress, which like magically removes conditions for physical symptoms. Like I used to have so much eczema and acne, and I just don't get it anymore, even when I don't watch my diet as much. Like pizza used to always break me out, like every single time. And now if I do have it, it doesn't. Like I don't have to care so much about anything. Like I don't have to have the perfect diet. I eat vegetables, like I eat fruit, but I also like I eat pizza and like I drink alcohol sometimes. Like it's, and my health is great. So like it's just so simple. Just why aren't we taught to not take crap from birth? Why aren't we taught boundaries? It would save us so much money for healthcare if we were raised to be ourselves, to be happy, to be in alignment, and to not take shit from anyone, and to know that anger is not crazy. Anger is a powerful force that helps you change things that aren't right. Like the kind of anger that is like crazy or irrational is not, that's not the anger I'm feeling right now. It's not, I've never, like I would never throw an adult tantrum like some of the doctors I've seen do. Like it's yeah, don't be scared of anger. Like I at first when I started my healing journey, you can find like lots of tools on like journaling and how to like process trauma and stuff in my book. But like I just lost my train of thought again. Oh my god. This is a mess, but it is raw and it is honest, and I hope it helps you out. I remembered. When I started my healing journey, I thought I could like process the experiences in the healthcare system, like the injustices that were done to me. I thought I could just like process them out of my system and move on and be done with them. Because journaling, like uncensored, it really helps. It empties out the past, so it's not like controlling your life anymore. But like with this, no matter how much I did it, I still felt like I needed to do something. I needed to write the book for sure. I have to say this, not just for me, but for other people as well. I was treated very badly in healthcare system. And some people will probably say that I'm saying these angry things because I am angry and bitter about what happened to me. Yeah, the fuck I am. Of course I'm angry. And in that sentence, you're literally like admitting, yeah, something was done to me and it wasn't right. And I do have a clear head about it. I have processed so much and I'm still angry about it. It's not right. Yes, I am angry. What was done to me wasn't right. It does not mean I am bitter or crazy. It means it wasn't right. And like I could just like move on with my life and be happy. But I can't be happy when I know like kids are being born right now, I will go through the same pain, and it's so unnecessary. Like, I already went through it. I figured it out. So why do other people have to suffer through the same process? And a lot of them won't make it out alive like I did. It's like random timing, and yeah, I am alive, and a lot of people aren't. And we will lose more before something changes, so. Yeah, it's time to speak up on this. I don't know how to fix the entire healthcare system. And I don't know if I should to speak on this topic. I don't care. I don't know the answers to how to fix this, but this has to be said, this has to be pinpointed so we can actually start looking at it, because right now no one is looking at this horrible structure in society that's like killing people. So I'm saying it. And yeah, please share your experience with healthcare in the comments, and like, if you have any suggestions on like what we can do to improve things, then yeah. And if you have other illnesses than fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, please let me know your experiences. Like, my impression is that things are a little bit better when you have like at least one thing show up on the blood tests. Like, you do get taken more seriously. But like, it's still not great. It's still not healing, and it depends on the doctor, of course. So yeah, please let me know. And yeah, I hope my content is helping you out. Please read my book. I hope, yeah, it had to be said. I had to say this. This and this. Even though it's scary. Yeah, thank you for listening, watching. Listening or watching. Or both. Okay, I will see you later. Best of luck on your healing journey. Hang in there. Like, seriously, hang in there. Imagine me like... You will live another day. You will figure this out. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye for now.